28 lawmakers of the Legislative Council voted against the motion on Thursday afternoon. It failed to achieve the two-thirds majority in the 70-member chamber needed for approval. Hong Kong Chief Executive CY Leung says he is disappointed because the legislative members who voted against the plan did so against the wishes of the majority of Hong Kong citizens.
Universal suffrage for the chief executive election has now been blocked. Universal suffrage to elect all members of LegCo has also become uncertain. I, the government, and millions of Hong Kong people are naturally disappointed.
In the past 20 months, the central government, the Hong Kong government, and people from all walks of life have made great efforts to reach a consensus on Hong Kong's constitutional development. Chief Secretary for Administration Carrie Lam, who headed the government's task force on political reform, has slammed a handful of lawmakers for making the dream of 5 million voters fail.
此时此刻, 我认为政改方案将会被否决。
Right now, I feel sorry and disappointed as the reform plan will not be passed. I don't know when the democratic development in Hong Kong will restart. For the past 20 months, we have done everything we could. I believe that many citizens along the task force will be depressed as our right to vote have been deprived.
Leaders of local groups supporting universal suffrage are calling on citizens not to vote for lawmakers who veto the reform plan.
It's a dark day for democracy, but please remember, although Hong Kong failed today, it will not be a loser forever. They veto the reform plan and block the way for democracy to move forward. But I can tell you that the democracy of Hong Kong will arrive. The next Legislative Council election will be held in 2016. We will see who will win support from voters, either the supporters of the reform plan or the opponents.
In Beijing, China's top legislature has issued a statement criticizing a small number of Hong Kong lawmakers for reducing the city's democratic development to a standstill. The National People's Congress Standing Committee has stressed that its decision on Hong Kong's electoral reforms will remain in force in the future. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council has also issued a statement saying the veto at the Hong Kong LegCo ran counter to the mainstream opinion of Hong Kong society and is not an outcome the central government is willing to see. The statement also voiced support for the Hong Kong SAR government and the chief executive CY Leung. Leung says it's time for the community to move on.
In the coming 2 years, the Hong Kong government will focus the efforts on the various economic development and livelihood issues. The civil service will continue to serve the public with devotion and professionalism. I sincerely hope that from now on the community can close the differences and work together for the common good of Hong Kong.
For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.